The development of Pryor from the time you named him the starter to now, what have you seen?
Well, I've seen a lot of development. I think he's improved himself as a quarterback. I think he's improved himself as a passer in the pocket. He's still got a lot of things that he's got to improve on, but I think he's done an outstanding job, and I think he's going to continue to get better as we move forward. And the more experience he gets, the more things that he has an opportunity to see, the better he's going to be when he gets in those types of situations again. So I think the big thing that I want to see with Terrell is I just want to, continue to see the consistency. And that's what you deal with a lot of times with young players is they're a little bit inconsistent. He's got to improve on his to get to work.
Coach, when you guys started out last spring, I mean, you had Terrell Pryor, you had Matt Flynn, and you had Tyler Wilson and everything. So, I mean, it wasn't like you had a set quarterback at that point. How important was it to settle on a quarterback and be able to stick with him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think every team, that's what you want to do. I think you want to, you want to have that guy that, that's your quarterback, and that's who's going to lead the football team. And we went into this whole thing with the thought process that there would be a package of plays and some things that Terrell could do to help our offense be effective, and that Matt Flynn would be the starting quarterback. But as you go through and you watch the competition develop, and guys get opportunities to go out and perform, Terrell won the job, and I think that's what our job is as coaches. Listen, we don't have all the answers when we first start out. And so it takes time to go through the evaluation process, but the key is that you're true to yourself, you're true to your team, and the best guy plays, and I feel like we've done that.
If you think back to April, Dennis, what was your level of interest in Matt Barkley?
Well, we were interested in Matt Barkley. We thought he had an outstanding career there at USC. Thought he was a very good quarterback, and there was definitely some interest in him. And I think he's a player that's gonna develop. And I don't know what the final outcome is going to be, but I think he does have a future in this league.
Dennis, I wanted to ask you about a local player real quick. I was wondering what kind of role Jack Crawford's playing for you this year and what kind of potential you see in him.
Yeah, well, Jack's done a great job for us. Jack's, been a backup defensive lineman for us, and he's getting in and getting some opportunities to play. He plays with he's a big kid that plays with great effort. He plays hard on every snap. He's done a great job for us on special teams, which you don't get a lot of help out of your defensive linemen on special teams a lot of times, but he's been a real factor in that phase of the game, and I've seen a lot of improvement from where Jack was when we got him last year and throughout the process last year to where he is now. He's improved tremendously.
I'm sure you've watched all the tape by now. The difference between Nick Foles in the Bucs game and Nick Foles in the Cowboys game was pretty significant. What did you see when you looked at both those games?
Well, I think you're going to look at games, and sometimes guys are going to play better in one game and maybe not quite as good in another game. I mean, when you look at the full body of work and when he's had an opportunity to go in there and play, he's been pretty successful. He's been able to move the team and generate some offense. The Dallas game wasn't probably the best performance that they could put forward, but this is still a very explosive offense, and whether it be Michael Vick in there at quarterback, whether it be Nick Foles in there at quarterback, I mean, both those guys have been able to move the football team and score some points.
Dennis, the black hole, I mean, the home field advantage there. Last year, early on, I mean, I guess it really wasn't there. Do you feel it starting to come back now? You've won three out of four this year. I guess it's four or five overall.
Well, the black hole and the atmosphere and the passion of our football fans has always been there. The product on the field hadn't always been there, and that's our job. Our job is to put a good product on the field, and if we put a good product on the field, we're going to have an enthusiastic, passionate crowd that's going to be there to support us. If we don't, they're going to let us know that they're not real happy with it. So that's just the nature of the beast, and that's how – that's how this operation works. But yeah, we feel like we've got, we feel like we've got the most passionate fans in the National Football League and maybe, all of professional sports. So it's our job to keep them excited and keep them happy.
Hey, Dennis, schematically, conceptually, how much different is what Chip Kelly does to what you see each week in the NFL?
Well, yeah, it's different. I mean, there's some different things that they do. Obviously, with the hurry up tempo, trying to get you worn down, trying to get you in a situation, excuse me, where, communication is at a, at the utmost of importance. That's one of the hardest things that they do. And then they try to spread you out and they try to get playmakers in space I think they've done a great job of being able to do that. They're still fifth in the league in total offense. They set an NFL record going through the first 6 weeks of the season as far as offense is concerned. So, I mean, this is a very high-powered, explosive offense.
Dennis, there was a point where the Eagles interviewed you. This is going back a few years for that coordinator position. They've been through a few guys. It's always sort of interesting, isn't it, the way things work out? And also, what do you think of the Eagles' defense now?
I did have an opportunity to go up there and interview with Coach Reed when he was still there, and it was a great opportunity for me. And, I got a lot of respect for the Philadelphia Eagles organization, for Andy Reid, Howie Roseman there. And I just felt at that point in time that just the fit for me was a little bit better there in Denver, and it's worked out, in a positive way for me. And then specifically on the Philadelphia defense, the way I see it right now, I mean, I think Billy Davis has done a good job. When you look at him over the last 4 weeks, I mean, they're playing some really good defense. I think, the last four opponents, they've held to 21 points or fewer, and they've forced 26 punts over the last 4 weeks, which leads the National Football League. So this is a young defensive football team that's really improving. I think they're big and physical up front. I think they got a couple of big corners that can really cover, and so I think they're playing at a high level right now.